is the European Language Equality Network is today the largest international organization working for the protection of European indigenous minoritized languages. And every day we deal with attacks and discrimination against these languages, most of which are endangered. Now, minoritized language representation in public spaces is vital in our efforts to ensure language recovery and maintenance. The aim of our organization is that we are able to live every aspect of our lives in our languages. However, these public spaces are being constantly undermined. One example of this discrimination concerns a recent application to have a Breton language radio station. This was blocked last week by the French regulator Arcom. It means that there is not one single Breton language radio station on DAB in Brittany, yet there was space for another French language radio station. In the same week, the French president declared regional languages have always caused divisions, a dangerous 19th century supremacist view that has led to long-term discrimination against our languages. And this despite France perceiving itself as central to the European project, a project where one of the founding European values is to protect language diversity. Furthermore, a court ruled that the Corsican Assembly would not be able to use their language in their assembly as it was against the Constitution. More widely, we have seen the exponential rise in hate speech on social media directed at all speakers of minoritized languages. And this has had the effect of these speakers leaving these social media spaces, in effect silencing them, and meaning we have even less presence and visibility in public spaces. Therefore, we still need clear, unambiguous language rights and legislation that will act to ensure that our languages are represented in public spaces from media to signage. And therefore, we urge the UN to draft a convention, perhaps drawing on the Council of Europe's Charter for Regional Minority Languages, and working with Ellen for the protection and development of our languages. I thank you.
Thank you very much.